From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're into the second hour, and I do intend to give the number out. Not yet. We're going to open the phones up. We start the next segment on the Second Amendment, obviously. But if you really want to know why I blew up at Piers Morgan, it's because, now in hindsight, I'm just tired of being lied to. I'm calling their bluff. I'm not playing games with them. I know they're authoritarians, and I don't think it's funny. And again, it's not that I'm oiling my guns and worship them like a dragon, you know, loves its gold. Like I'm smug sitting on top of my pile of armaments. It's that I know historically what it means. And I know they know more guns means less crime. And I know what they're using the deaths of these children. And it makes my blood absolutely boil on so many levels. And I know Homeland Security is for the American people. I know this whole system is meant to take our liberties. I know they're federalizing our police. I know about the whole background takeover. And I love this country. I mean, this country's had problems before, but this is an organized, criminal, explosive takeover of the country. And that's why the Republicans are stepping down and standing down and doing what they're told, because they've been told by the very same paymasters, Goldman Sachs and others, you do what you're told. And you can't explain to a Democrat, God bless them, hey, it's not that I'm saying Mitt Romney was good. The fix was in. He was controlled as well. And they just can't get it. They're so into, we had a victory, you lost. And I meant, no. The fact that there was clearly election fraud, but Romney stood down as well, and that they're using this as a mandate to say, they're like, oh, you're just mad I got my free health care. And I'm like, just wait till your premiums double, or just wait till that pre-existing condition, you know, where you didn't have any insurance, but it was covered by charity care. This phases out charity care. They're going to try to phase out charity care under this. And they're like, well, it's charity care. You know, my dad is in healthcare management. I've grown up around it. I've read the bill. I've interviewed the top experts. I know what I'm talking about. And they're just invincibly ignorant. They're like, you lost. You don't want to pay for my healthcare. And I'm like, listen, when they're done bankrupting the country, they're not going to be giving illegal aliens free kidneys, pal. That's just to get us in debt right now. Sure it is, right winger. And I'm like, nobody rides for free. The quote, the ultimately cheesy, so cheesy, it's like Ambrosia Rat from one of my favorite surfer movies, Point Break. You know, I'm a little bit proud of the fact I know Gary Busey really well. And I'm also proud I know Keanu Reeves real good. You know, Keanu Reeves, not name dropping, he ran into one of our compadres out in L.A. He's like, where's Alex? He never calls me. He's got my number. I have not called Keanu Reeves' number in about 5 years, and it's in there in the computer. What is my problem? I mean, you'd think I would call and try to get all these celebrities on. And what happens is I call them once. Got to call them like five times because they're busy. My New Year's resolution should be to pester the living daylights out of these people. By the way, the stereotype of Keanu Reeves is he's real stupid. No, he knows how stupid the general public is and is a recluse. Maybe I shouldn't even say that. Actually, I just made that up. I don't even know Keanu Reeves. Even though I'm in a movie with him. Gosh, it's just ridiculous. Nobody rides for free is my point. I am starting to really just... Things are so real, and there's been a bunch of mysterious deaths of patriots and stuff happening and gun and top gun people. And then also this Reddit co-founder was actually the head of the SOPA move. It looks like he was Arkansas-ed and a bunch of other stuff going on behind the scenes that I've entered complete creepville. I learned ManCow was on the other day, and he was talking about Michael Savage was listening and sending him a text on other friends. And what ManCow told me, another little bird told me, that Michael Savage has people following him and stuff, and he's had to get bodyguards. And it's just like, man, is somebody really following me? Because the next person that follows me is going to get a problem. The next person, you hear that Road Warrior music right there? Does that give you an idea? Literally. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with a... Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Number to join us on the Sunday transmission. We are live the 13th day is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. We will take calls during this hour. If you just joined us, my friends, we played clips of the former White House Chief of Staff, now the Don of Chicago. Rahm Emanuel is in the Washington Post today, so I thought I'd play a clip of him previously saying his dream plan is no judge, no jury, no arrest, no proof, no nothing. They just put you on a list, and you can't buy guns, and then a SWAT team comes and shoots you half the time and takes your guns. By the way, I have a court ruling here in my stack where the police went to a guy's house over his roommate having a warrant, went down into his bedroom, shot the guy 16 times, and then made it up and said he had guns. Turned out they lied about it. And they just said it doesn't matter. He went to turn the light on, and movement is enough to kill you. And so now they send a death squad to your house, and if you move, you die. Which is really creepy, because I sleep where freight trains can be driving by. At least I was in the past. I don't sleep as well as I used to. I guess I'm getting older. I wake up sometimes. But, I mean, you can have freight trains going by sometimes. I won't wake up. I mean, what if guys bust in and they scream, hands up, and then you reach for the light and they're wearing night vision and then they kill you or they shoot you 16 times. This guy lived. Here it is, justified. Uniformed invaders shoot a man 16 times in his bed because the guy in the top of the house had a warrant out. And then they lied and said he had 4 guns in the room, and it turned out that wasn't even true. And this is all in the local newspaper. I mean, what a creepy thought. All in the name of the drug war, of course, something that the megabanks all control. Very, very creepy. Okay, continuing with the whole gun assault here, ladies and gentlemen. So Emanuel wants your guns. Holder says brainwash you. Feinstein says if she gets the vote, she will take the guns from Mr. and Mrs. America. That's a quote. I want to play now a clip of Obama saying he won't take your guns, because then John Stewart says that I'm insane. Nobody wants my guns. Nobody, nobody. Even though there's 11 bills introduced, they tried to ban almost all guns in Illinois last week. New York is announcing, in fact, I forgot to cover it Friday. Will you guys print me? It's the Daily Caller, but it links to a local newspaper. State House, state rep calls for door-to-door gun confiscation. By the way, I was on drudgereport.com on Friday, and there was like 7 or 8 links with different states saying, we'll just go door-to-door and take the guns. And notice it was in Iowa where the state, and he's a high-level state rep, was calling for door-to-door gun confiscation. Just everything. Take all the guns, is his quote. And it was Iowa 3 years ago that did the door-to-door gun confiscation drill. And I even had the locals on about it. where they sent the army to the house saying, let us take part in a drill to come in and look at your guns. There it is. Iowa lawmaker calls for retroactive gun ban, confiscation of semi-automatic weapons. And then you go read the article. He says, we will go door to door and take the guns. He's in the Daily Times Herald. Representative Dan Mulbauer. But again, I just played Dianne Feinstein, who's the head of the committee that controls the bill. Her bill says we can just order you turn your guns in at our discretion. A forced gun buyback. Registration of everything you've got that's already registered. You bought legally. You go in and re-register it and get fingerprinted and pay them. They're talking in different versions of the bill between $200 and $1,000. There's different versions. So you go in, imagine that, 160 million gun owners going in and registering, all this is going on, and you go in, and then at their discretion, the bill says this, you turn your guns in. I mean, unbelievable. But don't worry, Obama promised he would never try to go after handguns, rifles, anything, even though as a state senator he said ban them all. In a newspaper interview, that is everywhere. But right now, let's go first to Obama. Last hour, we played Feinstein saying, I'll take your guns if I could. If I get the votes, Mr. and Mrs. America, quote, turn them all in. Now, here's Obama, though, 4 years ago, saying, I will not come after your guns, and if somebody tells you that, you go tell them they're a liar. Here it is.
When y'all go home and you're talking to your buddies, and they say, he wants to take my gun away. You've heard it here. I'm on television, so everybody knows it. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in people's lawful right to bear arms. I will not take your shotgun away. I will not take your rifle away. I won't take your handgun away.
Okay, all handguns that are semi-auto are to be taken in multiple bills. We've covered them. They're on record. You've seen it on the news. But they look at you and go, nobody wants your guns, crazy man. And John Stewart played a clip, and he said, these delusionals, they don't want to focus on the real dystopia we've got, which we are becoming. I agree with him on that. They want to imagine Hitler's invading. No, the government's the number one killer in the 20th century, 290 plus million university studies. University of Hawaii, others are even higher. So that's non-military deaths. Military are close to that as well. 200 plus million innocent people killed by government. 20th century. Okay? And John Stewart, to his people, is saying no one wants your guns, no one's coming for them. He's broadcasting or transmitting the Daily Show from a city where there's only a few thousand concealed carry permit people out of 9 million, and most of them are politicians or ultra-rich anti-gunners. By the way, that's what's amazing about those numbers getting published. They publish their own people's numbers. You've got to be a big insider. It's come out how, like, known mafia figures can get it because they know how to give donations. You give the police chief a donation? You give a donation to the mayor? For the king? Oh, whoa! Suddenly you get that concealed carry. Again. They're mafia. They don't want you being armed. That's what stick-up men do. Everybody put your hands up. Anybody got guns? Lay them on the floor. Let's play the clip of John Stewart attacking yours truly and others. Here it is.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
Holy no one's taking away all the guns. But now I get it. Now I see what's happening. So this is what it is. Their paranoid fear of a possible dystopic future prevents us from addressing our actual dystopic present. We can't even begin to address 30,000 gun deaths that are actually, in reality, happening in this country every year because a few of us must remain vigilant against the rise of imaginary Hitler. We'll be right back.
Oh, he's so witty. His brother runs the New York Stock Exchange. Why don't you use your real name, buddy, Mr. Stewart? And my only issue is he works for the banksters. He works for the globalists. He works for these guys, these derivatives manipulators that make Madoff and Ken Lay look like choir boys. By the way, the gun deaths in this country are 11,400 and change. They're not 30,000. There's 315 million people here. Most of those deaths are gangbangers killing each other. Not that it's good, but it's crime, guys killing each other. A bunch of the others are suicides. They know that. They know that hospital infections, 197,000. They know guns are like number 14 on cause of death. They know that. But they think you're stupid. You got a couple thousand people getting killed wrongly with guns, and that's by criminals. And that's why I have my guns to protect myself. And England has a crime rate, I said three times being conservative. Watson did an article out of British News, something like eight times when it comes to stabbing deaths, the U.S. numbers. Okay, they just use other weapons to kill people there. Their crime rate is much higher. It's the highest crime rate in Europe.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Philadelphiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I was trained in firearms. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. In our face, we are being told that it is a great thing, an absolutely fabulous thing by Dianne Feinstein to turn all our guns in. But the Daily Show, that is produced in a city with almost a total gun ban, except for a few thousand insiders that can get the concealed carries, they're telling us that, hey, nobody's coming for your guns. And here's a headline right here. We put it up on screen for TV viewers. Bloomberg, no one has defended the Second Amendment as much as I have, he said in a press conference. Quote, I don't think there's anybody that's defended the Second Amendment as much as I have, said Bloomberg, said to a caller who asked him why he was so against the constitutional message. He went on to repeat the statement in a press conference. Remember that a few weeks ago? That's from Political Ticker from the New York Observer, New York Observer newspaper. I mean, they play these mind games. They want our guns and then sit there and say, nobody wants your guns. Nobody's coming after your guns. It's so frustrating, and I haven't even gotten into the other news. Obama signs a bill giving himself armed protection for life. Yeah, previously they only got Secret Service protection for a decade. And that's fine. Give them protection. But don't take my guns. Don't take people who don't have the money to have bodyguards or who don't have the money to live behind a gated community. Let me tell you, the only thing keeping peace in most of these really rough neighborhoods is that they know people are packing heat behind those doors. And so thieves own, the only crime that's up in this country is white-collar crime by globalists and stuff like if you leave something in your car, they knock the window out and take it. You can go crawl through the FBI crime statistics on that if you want to. Here's another one. Obama opposed gun ban exemption to defend one's home. And it goes over the fact that when he was an Illinois senator, he supported prosecuting White House dossier reports and links to the old articles. He supported prosecuting people in Chicago who illegally had guns, because they're banned there, who were arrested for defending themselves when they were being raped or attacked in their own home. And Obama, just like the British government, said, no, throw the book at people. I don't want to have a law that says if you have a gun illegally to protect yourself from the commission of a crime, that we won't throw the book at you. We will. These are monsters, ladies and gentlemen, and it's just against common sense and common law and organic law and God's law that you scum all have bodyguards and behind armored gates and all this garbage, and then you always exempt yourselves. Like General Electric paid zero taxes the last 2 years, but they lobbied to get our taxes raised because they get it in government contracts. The big money gets our money through corporate welfare. That's why they want higher taxes. All these rich guys on TV going, I think I should pay more taxes. My secretary pays a higher percentage than me. And they're still exempt even though they just raised the taxes. I covered last hour, then I'm going to your calls. If you're a new listener, I covered the mainstream news articles. Here they are, right here. Obamacare could double health care premiums. CNBC, and this is from December 26th. It's now in place, now doubling. Here is the next headline right here. Town Hall. Obamacare triggering double-digit premium increases. Now confirmed. Now hitting last week. In Europe, Young women to see insurance premiums double. Women face paying higher car insurance premiums from today due to new European rules. And it goes on. This is the political correctness. They go, well, women are safer, so insurance companies have given them lower premiums. That's not fair. Everybody's going to pay a lot. It's like, okay, we're looking for terrorists, so we're going to stick our hands down everybody's pants that flies. Old ladies, you name it. We don't profile. We just violate everybody's rights. That's the upside-down system they engage in. Okay, let's go to your phone calls here for the balance of the transmission, interspersed with a bunch of important news. They're coming for your guns. You're like, hey, the bill says you'll confiscate almost all the guns. The ATF's announcing new rulemaking to, quote, ban most shotguns. That guy's typing in ATF public comment on banning semi-auto shotguns. Any shotgun that can take multiple rounds, multiple cartridges, or guns that could be changed so that they could take it. Modified is the word. No law, just no president now just says we do whatever we want. ATF to accept public comments prior to outlawing shotguns. Yeah, click on that. Click on that link. See, that's actually an ATF public comment period. Now listen, we don't need Congress anymore, but you do get to comment. You get to, but of course we ignore whatever you say. Kind of like hundreds of thousands said they wanted to have the federal government start to allow the states to secede. And of course Obama came out and said yesterday, you can't secede. And they're saying he's Lincoln, he'll have a civil war with us. It's a fake petition. It's not a democracy where 51% say, you know, let's make everybody go to church on Sunday so you have to. They just use the petitions to say, oh, look, the people want to have their guns turned in. 2,000 signed a petition. Oh, 200,000 signed one to start the secession of the states. Oh, we're going to ignore that. Let's go to Logan in Wisconsin. You're on the air, Logan. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Crazy times, my friend. Tyranny's coming in like a flood. What do you think's going on?
Well, I actually had a few subjects I want to touch on, and then I'll come back to the gun issue. I had a quick message for your staff. They do an awesome job, but a quick story. Kent Holvine, his Tryon story is just, it's out there. He wrote the video, 100 Reasons Why Evolution is So Stupid, and it's an awesome documentary.
No, I mean, and I've seen some of his videos, pretty compelling, but we're talking about guns here, brother. Did you hear me say that when we gave the number up?
Yeah, getting to that, just stuff right now with the ammo ban and the guns, go out and get a .22. It's great for a small game and stuff like that. And then, and, you know, right now we have the ability to learn what we can, so take advantage of that.
Yeah, long rifles are the .22 long rifle is the best rifle, really super cheap ammo, become a deadly shot with that. And they'll also, long rifle up close, will definitely be able to protect you pretty darn good. I appreciate your call. We're going to jam in more calls here. But, yeah, they're talking about putting federal taxes and waiting lists and background checks to ban ammo and making all old ammo be turned in or you're a felon. Those bills are introduced, too. But nobody wants your guns. We're just going to put you in jail as a felon. It's a way to purge gun owners. It's a way to make conservatives and libertarians bad guys and have the federal government come down on us. They want a war. Do you get that? They're criminals. Phil in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. Listen, they'll never get my gun. I just wanted to say thank you for all the things you actually got out on Piers Morgan the other day about false flag. People are asking me more about it. I've been putting things on my Facebook as much as I can. But, like I said, they'll never get my gun, and thank you for all the work that you do. At the end of one of the segments, you talked about being followed, and that happened to me once.
Amazing. All right, brother, good to hear from you. No, I mean, it was police. We got some of them on tape. They were trying to harass us, and we put the video out. It's on Infowars.com, and it was just all there to intimidate us. Hey, we get it, you're thugs, Bloomberg. We get it. I mean, you know, Luke Radowski in New York, one of our reporters in the past, has been harassed big time. They're mafia.
delish.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime, burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to continue with William, Patrick, Renee, CC, Bill, Chris, Karen, Ken, Rashid, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX on this live Sunday edition. WorldNet Daily is reporting, along with other news sources, CNN Piers Morgan to be taken off the air. Immigration group targets cable network anchor. And Americans for Legal Immigration Reform, the biggest group in the country, Alipac, they are calling for him to be taken off the air for agreeing that I should be shot and killed. The night after I was on with two of his guests, including Ambassador Huntsman's daughter, he agreed with his other guest, a Daily Beast reporter, that I should be shot and killed. We're going to play that clip here in a moment. Look, I say leave him on the air. He's got a half million viewers. I mean, my gosh, he's the only reason Piers Morgan got any attention, and they admit this, and his ratings doubled throughout the week, was because I got on there and got in his face. And so many Americans were shocked by it at first, but later said, oh, but I get the point. Paul Revere was yelling and screaming. Well, Paul Revere was shooting people to try to take his guns. I mean, again, what would Americans say about George Washington? You know, they were like to arms. The redcoats are coming. I'm just saying, hey, don't start another war here trying to take our guns. People are like, oh, my gosh, he raised his voice. He's supposed to bend over. I can't believe it. Oh, he doesn't speak for concern. Yeah, because we've done so well as constitutionalists, conservatives, whatever you want to call it, just being nice with these liars. No, Piers, there are bills to take my guns. Stop saying you don't want my guns. I mean, Bloomberg saying no one wants your guns. I mean, they've banned the guns in that city. They've got bills to ban our guns. We've got to get in their face and say, you may have taken over the banks and robbed us and raised the taxes and put Obamacare in, and now they're going to totally legalize all the illegals this year. The Republicans are lining up to go along with that because the foreign banks are paying both sides. We've been taken over. We're in a crisis. Only getting angry gives us a chance to wake people up. Okay? So here they are the next night talking about how I need to be popped with a semi-auto, and then the bimbo and then the host say, oh, you could dress up in a uniform because it's okay if it's the government. And he goes, yes, I'll wear my brother's uniform that's in the army. Oh, yes, we'll kill him. Oh, imagine if I did this. I just simply pointed my finger and it was, oh, it's crazy, it's wrong. When people like Larry Pratt go in there and are totally calm, they call them kooks. Oh, you're kooky. Oh, look at the kook. He's pro-gun. Like, they control reality. The only way you're not a kook is if you turn all your guns in and call for total Soviet government. Okay, I want Soviet world government. Now you're reasonable. Good job. You know, Governor Cuomo's been yelling and screaming at rallies to take the guns. Why is he raising his voice? Because that's how you rally people. Paul Revere rode through the night saying, to arms, to arms. The redcoats are coming. One is by land, two is by sea. I'm simply saying the literal redcoat foreigner is here saying, turn in our guns, get angry, get upset, say no. And they're like, oh, no, that's kooky. That's discrediting. No, that's because that's how we win. That's how we take things back. The Tea Party got taken over by the Republicans. You noticed that, didn't you? It was very effective 4 years ago. Now they're talking about being dead because it's all just a bunch of... They were effective when they went to both parties and shouted them down. They were effective when they filed lawsuits, when they got aggressive, not when they took 14 Valiums. Let's go to this clip of them threatening me. Here it is.
Yeah, but what do you need a semi-automatic weapon
to protect
for?
Myself
the
from you,
I think
punk.
You needed is, Pierce, challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
I'll borrow my brother's uniform.
All right. I'll borrow my brother's uniform. There you go. And by the way, then they start talking about, I hope nothing happens to his children. And then these weird looks on their faces. Nothing happens to your children. No, they're such nice people. Oh, sure. Bloomberg in the stock market with all the derivatives made all those billions. He's a nice man. Yeah. While they want to raise our taxes to bail themselves out. Too big to fail. All right, I'm going to go fast now. Will in Virginia, thanks for holding her on the air. Come ahead, William. You are on the air worldwide.
Yes, sir. What I wanted to say real quick is, for one, stop justifying yourself about CNN. You did the best you could, and that's it. The rest
well, brother, I'm not justifying myself. The minority of fake neocon talk show hosts, some of the biggest in the country, that said I was wrong to get upset. These are people who do all sorts of clownish stuff to get attention. but sit there and want to be Judas goats and lead their listeners into a dark hole. I'm here to rally America, so I'm not justifying. I'm showing people how pathetic they've gotten. The average conservative would have gone out and shot Paul Revere and would have literally gotten down to lick the boots of the Redcoats. Go ahead.
Understandable. The next thing I wanted to say was I'm active duty military, and I do believe that our government is coming for our weapons, but not yet. There's one thing that America's forgotten about, and it happened in 2007, and it was the lost nuclear weapons in Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota. There was a lot of questionable deaths after that incident.
Yeah, they killed everybody that knew what really happened. They killed everybody. They killed a bunch of people, yeah.
And those weapons were never found. At least all of them were never found. So I do believe you touched on this probably a couple years ago about some type of nuclear device.
No, they're going to detonate cruise missiles. A couple cruise missiles are missing. They're going to say Iran did it. And they're going to go around, kill, and take over whoever they want, posing as saviors. When they nuke cities, the people that run our government, foreign banks, they will pose as the saviors. And anybody that doesn't turn their guns in when they nuke our cities will be with Iran. And the average conservative will literally, if they were told, put your kid in a blender or you're with Iran, the average conservative would literally, I'm not exaggerating, shove a newborn baby into a blender. They will do whatever they're told because they're not conservatives. They're government worshipers.
Yes, sir, but I do believe the government will first make the people beg for the government to react, you know, problem, reaction, solution.
Yeah, they'll let people riot and kill and everything else, yeah. But they first want a list of gun owners, and that's what this is all about.
Absolutely. But, yeah, keep doing the good work, and I pray just as much as you do that a civil war does not come to our land.
Well, you know, it's official Army manuals. They're training you guys for gun confiscation.
That is true. No one can deny that. And if they try to deny it, they're lying through their teeth. But I will tell you that there are very few active duty military that I know personally that would go along.
Oh, listen, you know, 15 years ago or 10 years ago, I was not someone just groveling at the military's feet. Now that I've become older and wiser and met so many thousands and done research, the most awake group is the military. They are the best people we've got because they live in the real world. And that's why you're the number one enemy in all the Homeland Security training manuals they tried to keep secret that are now public. Now, doesn't that tell you who runs our government if they say our military is the number one terrorist?
Absolutely, and I spread that throughout the building I work in. And right now I work in the D.C. area in a five-sided building. I'll leave it at that. But a lot of people know what's going on, and there's a lot of things happening at the same time right now. And always pay attention to this, Alex, and I know you do. Important things always happen where there's the largest distraction to the American people. What's happening right now? The NFL playoffs, and then the Super Bowl will come next. Always pay attention to when something big is happening, because that is when something happens to distract everyone.
I agree. God bless you.
I can't say anything more than that.
Oh, I'm sorry, you said you can't say any more?
I cannot say anything more than that.
Well, I know they got everybody in government scurrying around like chickens with their heads cut off. God bless you. Let's jam in one more. Renee in West Virginia. Go ahead, Renee.
Real quick, I sell preparedness products at gun shows, and we had a big gun show. We have one every quarter here in Washington, PA this weekend. It was manic. I have never seen so many people lined up as we saw yesterday.
No, it's just like all the animals in the forest all run whenever a storm's coming before it even forms. Everybody knows what's going on.
Yes, and we saw a lot of people that, you know, you get to know the faces, you get to know the people, you get people that you talk to all the time. And I did well. I mean, it's people are really waking up. It was incredible. I mean, it's coming, folks, and people are with it, and all we can do is pray and hope it doesn't come to what we're afraid it's coming to, but we're doggone ready.
Renee, God bless you. Absolutely. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more of your calls. I wouldn't want to be the police during what's coming. Whoa.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and T-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support
support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'll stand in line for this.
There's always time in life for this.
Oh, baby. And you're like, is this for real? Yeah, if you study history and the news, it's for real and then some. I deeply wish this broadcast was not for real. I'm at the tip of the spear on this thing, and I've got a responsibility to defend this country and to defend the innocents. Because our enemies are so evil, I do. I want to be honest, and I've said this many times. If they were just corrupt boss hogs, I would be resisting them, but not putting my life on the line all the way. It's because our enemy is pure anti-human evil, the worst of the worst. And they have such horrible plans for us and are already doing so many terrible things to us, to the vaccines and the GMOs and the fluoride, that my overall instincts just soothe me, almost like a painkiller. It's a fear killer. God puts me at ease. I mean, I get fresh death threats, you name it, stuff you wouldn't believe. Stuff I don't even tell my wife about. I mean, my life is like a movie. Like an action movie. But because I mean, that just makes me know I'm that much more right. And because of that, it's literally, I pray to God every day so many times a day. And years ago, I prayed like once a day. I pray like 10 times a day now. I do. I pray all the time. I pray with my little children 4 or 5 times a day. I pray with my wife. And we don't even really pray for protection, though we do sometimes. We mainly just pray that God's will be done and that we be strong people in this fight because we're only flesh and blood and we know we're weak. But, man, you're in the middle of a science fiction movie, folks, and it's a dystopia. I hope you know that. I just feel sorry for folks that don't know what's happening worldwide, that don't know how crazy stuff is. The globalists have leveraged us as their cattle, as their human resources in a global takeover. And they're involved in every type of evil you can imagine worldwide in our name while trying to shut down our country's development systems and trying to enslave us as well and now trying to take our guns. And you're like, they'll never get the guns. Yeah, they'll never get Obamacare. They'll never get the carbon tax. They're just doing it. They don't care. And they want that physical resistance. They want to get a civil war going. They don't care if police and military die. They want that to happen. I don't want that to happen. I sure don't want it to go to that level on so many fronts. So gut check, ladies and gentlemen, gut check. This is it. If you don't want America to go the Lenin and Stalin and Hitler route and Mao route, you better get involved right now. CC in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, over the top, out both sides and slithering in the nether darkness of the sewer of humanity, the genetically modified history, I guess that's GMH, instructors here on campus at Oklahoma, I won't name the college. Here, right here in FEMA Zone 6 intersector, they're saying that because Hitler didn't impose a gun ban, that proves that we shouldn't object to banning clips and magazines, as well as semi-automatic.
By the way, Hitler did a selective 1938 ban on certain persons, and that's what Rahm Emanuel's calling for, is selective groups having our guns taken. So that's actually not true.
I know, and then they ice the cake by saying that they should be able to do this, and that we shouldn't object to it.
See, that's what's so scary. They've got all their operatives calling to take our guns right now. I've never seen such a push. Neither has Larry Pratt. Neither has the NRA.
It adds insult to injury in the matter. To make it worse, I argued with them that our government wreaked genocide on the Native American population. I'm Choctaw, by the way, voting member of the tribe. And they replied that most of the army officers and soldiers really didn't want to harm the American Indians to die and make them die, but they were just trying to relocate
them. And by the way, you know, they tricked most of the natives to turn their weapons in and made the biggest crime selling guns to the natives, just like the Klan got laws passed against natives. It's incredible. God bless you, sir. Great points there. Yeah, no, there's a full court press to get our guns. I mean, this is it. This is it. Bill in Arizona, you're on the air.
Awesome job on Pierce Morgan, Alex. There was a lot of people out there critiquing you online. I was following all the internet chatter afterwards. I had some coworkers approaching me the next day who I've turned on to you over the years, and they were kind of looking at me like a deer in headlights, like asking me for an explanation of what happened. And what I had to explain to a few of them, and it finally resonated, was that was the most brilliant display of debate, if you want to call it that, that's ever been done on television. The bottom line is Larry Pratt's an awesome guy. I love Larry. Ben Shapiro did a good job on Pierce when he was on there, but nobody's talking about Larry Pratt. Nobody's talking about Ben Shapiro. Alex Jones is everywhere. Everyone's coming to InfoWars. Everyone's coming to the show, and they're getting debriefed. They're thinking, is this guy nuts? Is he crazy? Is he a historian? Who is this guy? Regardless of what their views are, they're coming to the show. You're debriefing them, and you're waking up people in droves. And
I said 2 weeks ago, we're going to launch Operation Paul Revere soon, and it's an info war, and that's it. Paul Revere was screaming to arms, riding through the night, and that's what I intended to do. And again, if he was nice, I was going to be nice. But he came out of the gates. They lied to me. But they did a bunch of other stuff. So I hit him with both barrels, plus I was under the weather. And I think God turned it to something good just to get people out of their trance. And I talked to some top media people, multiple media people, high-level contacted me and said, no, it was genius because it shook people out of their trance. And I said, it's about taking my guns. Don't lie. You want to take them. Instead of them going, we don't want your guns, knowing people aren't reading the bills. I mean, that doesn't it make you mad that they keep saying nobody wants your guns when every one of the bills is a gun confiscation?
They're not going to get them, Alex. And let me tell you something. Ever since Pelosi, Bush, and Paulson were sitting up and telling everybody that the sky was going to fall back in October of 08, which is when I woke up, and when I started listening to your show, my dad turned me on, I've been spreading the word. And I'm a very straight-laced guy. You know, I'm not in some rural area. I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona. I work at a university. I work around a lot of professionals, a lot of liberals. And I got to tell you, man, everything that's been going on these last few months, and it's just unparalleled what's been happening.
Are you finding that liberals are you saying everybody's waking up?
They're waking up. Let me tell you something. I work with a woman who was a torchbearer for Obama. I mean, like the most absurd Obamanoid you would ever encounter in your life. I mean, just ultra Obama head. Now, I was very respectful to her. I never was combative. She kind of was very perplexed at the fact that I wasn't a Bush worshiper, and I kind of explained the whole false left-right paradigm to her. What happened, I told her, I said, as soon as this guy gets back in office for, well, not back in office, but back for round two, Obama 2.0, here in January, he's going to go for the guns. And when he does, it's going, and I said the same thing, if he tries to do it, same thing that you said, it's going to unleash 1776 all over again. And let me tell you something, Alex. This woman, because I keep track of her on Facebook, totally woke up. She is totally awake.
No, that's it. When you explain to the leftist, hey, we don't like the Republicans either, it's over. They wake up because people know, they feel, especially with everybody's paychecks getting cut under Obamacare, they're like, wait, I'm not rich. Why'd my taxes go up? I'm telling you, they're either going to get everything or lose everything. This is a make it or break it for the globalists. That's why they're so dangerous. Thank you so much, Bill. Chris in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead, Chris.
Alex.
Welcome, brother.
Hey, I'm just really getting upset at this tyrannical republic. The last caller's right. I've talked to people just in general who were anti-gun are now really changing their views and going to buying a gun because they don't. The crime in the communities have gone up.
Exactly. The country's falling apart. We need guns to protect ourselves. We're good people. We deserve to be safe. We can't afford bodyguards.
No, we can't do that. I mean, if you go out in a rural area, let's say your car broke down, you had a wife and kids in there, and you got a bunch of thugs coming up, you know, going to arm to rob you or something like that, you're not going to get on the cell phone.
And by the way, the thugs are everywhere casing people.
What you got to do. The police are not going to be there right away. You better defend yourself for your women and children out there because it won't work.
I know. Listen, I agree with you. They're going after the guns because they know they're losing. They're losing right now. This is a Hail Mary attack. The problem is they're going to go for it, and they may get victory from the jaws of defeat. That's why we've got a turbocharge right now. Karen in Arizona, real fast. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
I'm going to make a couple of comments, and then I'll listen to what you have to say off the air.
Okay, go.
Okay, number one, a friend of mine in Payson, after Pierce Morgan and those people made the death threat against you, she went to a convenience store and she said, boy, what? You mean if you have a petition against someone, they make a death threat, it's okay? So that message got out to him. Another thing, in 1991, I was in Irvine, California at a pro-life abortion rally, and I personally met and saw Dianne Feinstein and Gloria Allred, and they are exactly what you said, hard as nails, you name it.
No, they're demons. They're demons. They want us to be their slaves. I'm out of time. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com. Huge in-studio guest. That's all I'm going to say. You don't want to miss this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.